Good morning, everybody. The Shuster Old Shnita Mayim Rabbi Yisrael. My father, Zayim Melacha, used to say when we were children that when he was a child, he used to say that once the Sadoim are over, then Pesach is over. In a way, it's true simply because Ein Ovo Moyer Shekel Abonav. A person doesn't give over something deliberately to his child, something which is false, something which is untrue. So Avad it's true. But it's not, it's nicht in ganzen. It's true to say Pesach is the Seder. When you talk about Seder is the Pesach. And the climax of Yom Tov is the Seder. And the Agantz Yor, children are waiting for the Seder. And it's a Yom Tov for the children. But if it's a Yom Tov for children, it must be also a Yom Tov for us adults. For after all, we're also children. As it states in Pesach, Bonim Atem L'Hashem L'Kechem. We're all children. If parents are Zoicha to have a 70-year-old child as a son, this 70-year-old man is also a child. So we have to understand as children and adults, where is our Yom Tov? What can we take with us from this beautiful Yom Tov of Pesach to see us through the year till the next space of Havor Leinu L'Toyva? All the Mephoshim say that the Yisoid of Pesach, the foundation of Pesach, is Emunah, believing and trusting in Hashem. As the Slonim Rebbe so aptly puts it in his beautiful Sefer, the Nesivah Sholem, he says, Pesach is the Rosh Hashanah of Emunah. And Chazal tell us, in the schus of Emunah that Klal Yisrael believed in Hashem, Nigalu Amisenu Mitzrayim, our forefathers were redeemed from Mitzrayim, or the schus Emunah Asidin Nigoel. In the schus Emunah that we have Emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that we are Maminim B'nei Maminim, the fact that our others implanted in us the Emunah, the Koyach to believe in Hashem, in that schus alone we will be redeemed, lost and loved, when Mashiach will come in here of Yomeinu. And this is the Shoyrish of Golus and the Geulas Mitzrayim. As the Nesivah Sholem, the Slonim Rebbe puts it, the Klipper, or the Tumah of Mitzrayim, was Kfir, the denial of Hashem's existence, Chas V'Sholem. As Paro himself said, Paro was the Avi Avos HaTumah, he said, Lo Yodates Hashem, he was Kofen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Cholila. The whole Mahalach of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the whole Esther Makas, which followed sweet, brought out the Emunah in Hashem, as the Pasuk itself is made. The Pasuk cries out and says, "V'yedem Mitzrayim kani Hashem," that the Mitzrayim should know that I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then and afterwards states, "V'yam in Om," the people believed and trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The emes is, apart from Pesach, all our mitzvahs are based on Emunah. As David HaMelech Olav HaShalom writes in Tehillim, "Kol mitzvoisecho Emunah." All your mitzvahs are Emunah. Do we really know why we dafke take a lulav and esrig on Sukkos? Do we really know why we keep Shabbos? Why do we put on tefillin and so on all the mitzvahs? Avada the Meforshim go to town and tell us that Tana mitzvahs, we've got Chazal, we've got Gemara and Medish, but why dafke, as the Gemara says, why should we dafke shech the behemah from the neck? At the end of the day, it all boils down to Emunah. Kol mitzvisecho Emunah. And the emes is, once we appreciate that everything is based on Emunah, then all our problems will automatically fall away. We know whatever comes our way is because we have Emunah now in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And from the Seder itself, the way we start the Seder, we start with the Inyan of Emunah, as we start off Hoshah Tohocha Lashon Avo Ba'ad Yisrael. Who knows, next year we'll be in Eretz Yisrael. People are in Spain, they say, but Lashon Avo will be in Spain, will be in Italy. The Emunah starts off with the Seder. The Seder starts off with the Emunah. Hoshah Tohoch Lashonah Habob Arad Yisrael. We'll be able to be in Yerushalayim to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we finish the Seder with Emunah. The famous Chav Gadya. The whole Chav Gadya resembles that all the Shivim Umos are trying to devour us, Cholila. And the Emunah is, we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are the Chav Gadya. We are the remaining nation, the Gedis, as a resemblance to the Korban Pesach, which and also simultaneously resembles Klal Yisrael, will come out and we'll be the winners, which is all the basis of Emunah. I once heard in the Shmuz from Rav Moshe, Shmavin Gatesit, he said it in a few words. He said in Yiddish, I'll translate it, Mitanuna is nishtoka kashas, or Emunah is nishtoka teutzim, which means But if you live a life with a munna, you'll have no kashas. You'll accept everything is from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Without a munna, we've got no answers. A munna is the yesod. In other words, a munna is the key to life. And as the Slonim and Rebbe said, we mentioned a munna is the Pesach, is the yesod, is the Shoshana of a munna. And how do we get to this Madrega of a munna? How do we become maminim? It's through the munna has been implanted in us by our Obas HaKadosh. We are maminim, b'nei maminim. But how do we plant it in us and we should convey it and put it through to the next Dora? So one way is through the media of the matzah. The fact by eating the matzah, we implant in ourselves the munna b'Hashem. As stated in the Zohar Kodesh, the Zohar calls the matzah Mechel Dehem Nusa. It's the food of belief. Because when we left Mitzrayim on our long unknown journey into the unknown, into the empty Midbar, we took with us no sandwiches, no reserves. As the Novi says, Lechtech achai b'midbar be'eretz lo yizrua, you went after in the Midbar, in a desolate place, a Midbar Shemomo, be'eretz lo yizrua, a place which wasn't sown out, with no food, nothing. All we had with us was a little bit of dough, which al pines, miraculously, it turned into matzah. It said over from the Sabe Kedisha Melechavit, Chusi Yogan Oleinu Akol Yisrael, we say in Hallel, He'amanti ki adaber. So he touched by saying over and over again, ki adaber, that's the eating of Muna. It's by talking over the Nisim and Nifloes, how the Bein Shloim was Matzilas from Mitzrayim, and for that matter, anybody, the Chazal would say, anybody who had a Hatzolah, who was saved, if it was through the Second World War, through the Nazis, or somebody had a car accident, somebody had a successful operation, at the Seder night, he should mention, this comes all under Kol HaMalva, how he magnifies the Nisim which he witnessed and went through, besides the Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that brings out Emunah in Hashem. Like that, by talking and thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever matzah what was in, one brings out the emunah. And if this is can be said all year round, kal v'chomer, ben benoy shel kal v'chomer, how much more so is it when it comes to Pesach itself, through the Sipas Yetzias Mitzrayim, the eating of the matzah, the Zohar calls it, the mecha de menusa, the food of belief, our emunah will automatically become stronger. And if I may suggest, Lefi Ani Azdati, in my humble opinion, this could well be the kavona of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon comes up with a famous shitte, a unique shitte, a da'at yechidoi, on the mitzvah of eating matzah. It's generally taken on by the poskim that the chiyuv of eating matzah is only the first night in Eretz Yisrael and the first two nights in Chutzlitz, based on the posuk that the Gemara brings, Bo'era Toichlu Matzah. However, the rest of Pesach, there's no chiyuv to eat matzahs. Just as the issa is not to eat chometz. You can have potatoes all Pesach. As long as there's no, as you mustn't have any chometz. But there's no chiyuv as such to eat matzahs. However, the Vilna Gaon comes along and says, no, that not only on the first night in Eretz Yisrael or the first two nights of Chutzlot is there a chiyuv to eat matzahs Pesach by Nacht, but the Vilna Gaon takes on the rest of Pesach is also a mitzvah to eat matzah. Each and every bite of the matzah is a new mitzvah. The Melo Kumtois, according to the Vilna Gaon, and bearing in mind the Zohar Kodesh, which we mentioned before, we can understand the Gaon in a new insight, in a new light. Because by eating the matzah, we are implanting the mitzvah of Amunah in us. So the Melo, every bite of the matzah throughout Pesach strengthens our Munah in Hashem. Melo Kumtois, the corollary of this will be the matzah is a twofold mitzvah. A, the mitzvah of eating matzah, achilas matzah, each and every bite of the matzah is in fact a mitzvah according to the Gaon. And B, by eating the matzah implants into us the mitzvah of emunah. And with this, perhaps we can explain the Slonim and Rebbe when he says in the, what he say in the Haggadah, v'chol hamalva lesapeh v'tzias mitzrayim ha'ezeh meshubach. The more we talk about Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ha'izeh Meshubach. The more we talk about, the more we'll appreciate the Emunah in Hashem, because there are numerous Madregis in Emunah. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof, so his Emunah is Ein Sof. And it could well be, Lefi Ani Azdati, in my humble opinion, in the same way as we see by Hanukkah. Each day, the nets grew bigger and bigger throughout the in Hanukkah, as we say, the Gemara says, Malim B'Kodesh. Likewise, it could well be during Pesach, as the Yom Tov progresses from one day on to the next, our Madrega of Emunah has to increase until it reaches the climax of the Yom Tov, namely the Shvi'i Shel Pesach, which was that famous historical event of Kriyas Yom Tov, which was the ultimate Madrega of Emunah, namely where it says Vayaminu Bashem Uva Moshe Avdu, where Klal Yisrael believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe his Eved. I once heard from an Ogen Gogel, he asked an interesting kasha. He says, how come it is just by Pesach we find that the Haggadah brings Kol HaMarba L'Tzapa Metzias Mitzrayim Azeh Meshubach? We don't find this in Kol HaMarba by any other mitzvah. Does it say Kol HaMarba Likach Lulovim HaZeh Meshubach? The more Lulovim you take on Sukkot, the more Esrogim you take on Sukkot, you have Meshubach. The more tefillin you put on, right, there's Rashi in the Bein HaTam, there's other tefillin. Oh, but is there such a concept, Kol HaMarba L'Niach Tefillin HaZeh Meshubach? So he said like this. We find Avraham Avinu in by the Brisbane Apsoim, Avraham Avinu said, asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu two words, Bamor Eda. How will I know? And Rashi is Malam Tzchus. What did Avraham Avinu mean? He really meant to say that, Rashi explains that Hashem, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in which Tzchus Be'eza Tzchus Erishan Eretz Yisrael, born Eretz, in which Tzchus will my children Yarshan, will they inherit Eretz Yisrael? Even though, notwithstanding that the Torah writes about Avraham Avinu before, only two psukim early on in the parasha, Vehem in Bashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Emun in Hashem, nevertheless, in his Madrega, in Avinu's Madrega, if we're allowed to say this, as we mentioned before, he believed in Hashem, he did have the Emunah, but in his Madrega, he shouldn't have asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bamor Eda. For those two words, because of those two words, Bamor Eda, Kumtois the Pshat is, in order to be mistaken that, we say, V'chol HaMarba L'Tzapa Metzias Mitzrayim. The more we talk about Yisias Mitzrayim, so we've been mistaken those two words, which Avraham Avinu, in his Madrega, said incorrectly, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bamor Eda, from that we can say HaZeh Meshubach. And maybe it could be the Pshat HaZeh Meshubach, as a result of being Malb in Yisias Mitzrayim, Avraham Avinu would become praiseworthy. And his Madrega again would be raised to the highest level of Emunah, as it does say in Avraham Avinu, Behem in Bashem. This says the Chassam Sofer lays in the Koyach of Emunah. Very often in life, things happen to us and to our families, to our friends, which are totally inexplainable. Whether it could be a Torah Shaloi Tovah, Rahmona Litzlam, or a certain Simcha which we never reckoned for comes over us, Shaloi Al Piderech HaTeva. And it's only later, and very often many, many years later, we see and begin to understand l'mafreya, why retrospectively things had to happen the way it did, and at the end of the day, Hashem does it all the Torah v'seinu for our good, which is be'emes, the definition of emunah. We just have to have this emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the classical example that Chassam Sofer gives is the story of Purim, whereby we see the story goes as Vashti gets killed, Esther's made queen, Bigsin and Suresh plot to overthrow the king, Mordechai overhears the plot, and finally the Gzeo, which originally Homer wanted to do against Klal Yisrael, was overturned. A story of 10 separate chapters where seemingly one chapter has no connection with the other. Yet, it's only after the whole Megillah is unrolled and read, do we appreciate that how the nest of the one chapter is connected with the other one. This says the Chassam Sofer is the basis of Emunah, as the Pasuk says, V'ra'isas achorai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you'll only see and understand things after they have happened. However, ufonai lo yero, as things happen afterwards, as things have unfolded itself, you will not appreciate it. It's only later on we'll understand why things happened. Memela, therefore, there's no point in asking kashas on Hashem Cholila. We've been told we won't understand, as the Pasuk tells us, V'risa Zachoroi. This says the Ksav Sofer is what the Mishnah says, HaKoyas and Megillah LeMafreya Lo Yotza. If somebody reads the Megillah backwards, starting from chapter Yud and going backwards, 10, 9, 8, 7, Lo Yotza is not Yotza. Why? Because he doesn't appreciate and understand how the nest unfolds itself, that one story led to the other. And therefore, let's be mechazik ourselves in the union of Amunah, both in Amunah Hashem, in Amunah Tzedikim, and realize that everything is done by Hashkocha Protis, as the Gemara says in Chulin Dav Zayin, Omer Reb Chanina, Ein Odom Noikiv Etzboi Lemato, Elim Ken Goizin Olav Lemalo. A person won't bang his finger here in this world unless it was Goizin Bezin Shemala that he should do this. So let's make this Pesach. Let's carry the message of Emunah with us. We should be zoicha to have Emunah Shelema. Emunah is not good enough. We have to have Emunah Shelema. I once saw a seif, I can't remember where it was, brought down a beautiful word. The word esig itself. Esig, everybody can come to sukkahs, we all try and get the most perfect esig. Why? It's mistoma, because based on the posuk, or lakach lechem puyeit hoda, that's the only mitzvah where the Torah says puyeit hoda, it's got to be mamish behidah. And the word esek itself is spelled Aleph Tov Reish Gimel. You see the perfection in the word esek. Aleph is Emuna Shelema, the Tov is Tshuva Shelema, the Reish is a Fuah Shelema, and the Gimel is Gula Shelema. It's all those things, just like a person tries to get for perfection in the esek. We want the esek, we want Emuna Shelema and Tshuva Shelema, and Mischus there we'll have a Fuah Shelema, we'll have the Gula Shelema. There's a story told over, a true story about a chassid. He went into the Belzerov, one of the Belzerovs, and the chassid, being a chassid of the Rebbe, came in and put it over to the Rebbe and said to him like this. Rebbe, he said, I've got here a business venture which I would like to go in for. I'm able to buy schoyer at a bank. It's a bankrupt schoyer. I can get it really cheap. I've got a customer laid on, I've got the delivery van, everything laid on, I've got the warehouse where to store my schoyer. All I want from you is a bracha. So the Rebbe gave one look at the chosid and said to him, Loi mita alef. Don't touch, it was textiles, don't touch the schoyer, keep away from it. And the Yid was devastated. He was looking forward, he had everything laid on, the schoyer was cheap, he had his koina, the supplier, the purchaser, the warehouse, everything all laid on for him. And here the Rebbe is telling him, Loim et Allah, he was absolutely shattered. He went home and went, sat down in his dining room, got up, he was nervous, he walked up and down the dining room, and he said to himself, maybe yes, I should do it, after all, it's good schoyer. No, the Rebbe said, I mustn't. But it's a chance of a lifetime, it's bankrupt, schoyer is cheap, I've got the coin, I've got everything. No, the Rebbe said, finally, after going hooing and hawing, when this machshavos went ahin and ahin and ahin and ahin, he said to himself, look here, this time the Rebbe's on my Meichel time. I've got to go ahead with this deal. Everything seems perfect. Check. He got the deal, he got the delivery guy, everything was delivered in his warehouse. Ma'osa Kodesh Baruch Hu, that night a fire broke out and the whole schoyer went up in flame. Again he was devastated. And he runs back to the Rebbe, he said, Rebbe Leben, she said, tell me, how did you know? She said, Loi Novi Ani, Loi Ben Novi Ani. I'm not a prophet. My father wasn't a prophet, but one thing I can tell you, when you came in to me and you asked me for a bracha, you didn't really want my bracha. You gave me a ganze drosha. I've got the schoyer cheap, I've got the delivery van, I've got the coin, I've got the supply, I've got everything else, I've got everything. You didn't want my bracha. You came into me like everybody comes in for a bracha from which, but you weren't interested in my bracha. So here we see that the Indian of Amunah Shalema. You can't say that Chosid never had Amunah. After all, he went to the Rebbe for a bracha. But he never had Amunah Shalema because he didn't accept the bracha from the Rebbe. So let's take with us this Esig. The Esig is the Aleph Tov Reish Gimel, the Esig, the Amunah Shalema, and the Tshuva Shalema, and Meschus there will have a Refuah Shalema, will have the Gula Shalema, and we'll be able to see the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, V'loichol Shom in Azrochem and Psochem, and we'll have the Schus, the Pesach, we'll have Amunah Shalema, we'll see the Tchiyas HaMesim, the B'yas Goyal Tzedek, B'mheir of Yomeina B'rachman G'doylem, Amen.
Dat is een heel rabo. Ja, maar dat is een heel rabo.